Good morning. It's good to see you again. Happy New Year. It seems that more people sitting here and less people sit here. I don't know why, but is it this is younger people or this is older people? I have no clue about it, but I see more people sitting here. And hopefully, I hope at the end of the year, this century can fill of people when we worship God together. And before I share the message with you, I hope you open your bulletin. No, you don't need to open, just take out your bulletin. Do you see anything new this year? Tell me. Anything different from last week? Yeah, church theme. What is the church theme? Say it together. Transforming your life, starting from what? Your heart. And the Bible verse is from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Can we read it together? Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I hope this is the Bible verse that we can memorize it, and next week you can share with other brothers and sisters, and you can tell other brother and sister what is the church theme of this year. Can we repeat it again together? Transforming your life, starting from your heart. I've been here for 3 months, and I notice our church is so bad that a lot of people, brothers and sisters, they are really good at Bible study. So, in fact, our minds are full of all the Bible knowledge. But really, in fact, if we want to transform our life, it's not only the Bible knowledge from our mind, but starting from our heart. So I think the basic, very important thing is, I hope in this year, sometime this year, you can encounter God, that you really know God, and He can touch your heart and transform your life, starting from your heart. And two important things for transforming life, one is what? Is starting from your heart. We need to have a humbly submitted heart to God. Even a lot of knowledge, but it's not enough. So start with our heart, and then we are biblically form our mind, and then we can make all the right decisions so that we can bless other people, and also we can make an impact in this world. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this wonderful new year, that we can start to worship you together. At this time, we do remember Pastor God that he's not feeling well. I just pray that, Lord, you allow him and also heal him so that he can really recover fast and get back to serve you in this church and bless his family as well. And Father, as we study your words together, may your Holy Spirit speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Research was done by a faculty at Stanford University in California, and all the common characteristics of the man and woman who have lived to be 100 or more, various backgrounds, like different lifestyles, different countries, but one central fact that was unmistakable about every one of them was an attitude of optimism about life. They are optimistic about life, so they can live 100 years old or more. Every one of them possess a passion about living. They are not just looking for a rocking chair, for some place to sit and die. They were fully living. They were not just wait and other people to serve them. They are fully engaged in life as their strength would allow them. And certainly, however, no matter how long we live, it's not important. It's not duration. It makes a difference. It's your duration of life make the difference. It's not the length of years, but the strength of years and the depth of the year that really make a difference. So today we look at a person, a man by the name of Caleb, who get older, but he did not get old. If we are going to climb higher, we are going to need to learn from the life of Caleb that are still applicable to all of us today. If you want to climb higher in your life, you must first, I would say, dare to dream. Do you have a dream in your life? Are you passionate pursuing that dream? The dream that Caleb had was not an illusion, but it's real. For it's that mountain, that piece of land God has promised to give it to me. Now let me remind you something about the life of Caleb. A generation before, about 45 years before we met him here in Joshua chapter 14, the children of Israel were on the brink of blessing. They were about to enter into the promised land. They come out from Egypt, but God had delivered them from the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, and they were now ready to cross over and enter into the promised land. And so they sent 12 spies to look over the land in order to prepare for the battle and also to take over this piece of land. But when the spies came back and they said, "We got some good news and also some bad news." You know the good news is it? Wow, there's a wonderful piece of land full of milk and honey. That's what God promised us. What's the best news? The city are so strong. We cannot overcome it. There are giants inside. That is the bad news. It's impossible for us to overcome them. But Joshua and Caleb, two of these 12 spies, only two of them, gave the minority report. They said, "Yes, they're giants, but let's take this piece of land because God had promised for us. He will fight for us. Let go. Go and take it." You know what happened? Do the Israel people listen? No. They frightened Joshua and Caleb. "And I will stone you to death." So, you know, just like a church, who will make the final decision? Minority or the majority? Of course, majority. Okay? So since the majority decided to stay behind, nothing Joshua or Caleb can do. So, as a result, this generation of Israel all died in the wilderness. God judged them, and every one of them except Joshua and Caleb marched in this largest funeral march in history. You know how far is it? I visit Holy Land for almost 10 times. Not far away. By bus, maybe a one day, not more than one day. By walking, a month, 3 months. But how long they walk? Do you remember? 40 years. 40 years. Imagine yourself, you walk 40 years around this church. How do you feel? Every week you come back and walk and circle this church for one more time for 40 years. How do you feel? You look at yourself, you're getting old. Oh, my white hair. It's terrible. But all die in the desert and buried there in the sand of time, never to be remembered. Now it's 45 years later, they are going to take this promised land, and they are talking how to divide the land. Can you imagine and see, if you are Caleb, what will you say? Originally, you are 40 years old. Now it's 85. If I'm Caleb, I may say, "Oh, okay, I'm getting old. How about I just take this piece of land? I don't need to fight for it." Okay. Even though this is a promised land that God promised to give it to me, but I need to fight for it. There's giants, there's Anakites, There's this kind of people that I need to fight for it. But Caleb said, I don't care. Let me have it. I will eat this kind of Anakites for breakfast every day as kind of, I take it as a champion. This is Caleb. So the first things, if we want to climb higher, we need to remember. Can we read it together? Dare to dream. Dare to dream. Caleb said, now give me this huge country that the Lord promised me that day. I want that mountain. I want that mountain. And he kept this dream in his heart for long, for so long. How long? 45 years. It's not easy. He kept it for 45 years and always believed God will give him this piece of land. Never quit dreaming about getting this promised land. He keep on believing God. Not because it was his dream. I believe it was God's dream as well. Because he said, give me this piece of land because God, you promised it. This is God's promise. My question for you today is, are you a dreamer? Do you have a vision for your life? Are you passionate about pursuing your dream? Life is to live fully, to believe fully, wholeheartedly, like Caleb. He was even old, but he always fully and wholeheartedly followed God and want to get piece of this piece of land. Sometimes we may, like some old people, we don't have a dream. We just sleep and wake up in the morning. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But if you have a dream, you have a purpose in life, when you get up with a reason, you may make a difference, like Caleb's. Because of his dream, he will never quit his dream. Caleb had a cause, and the cause worth of his living. He was willing to fight for this piece of land to fulfill the dream. So how about you? How about you? Now listen to this. Until you have a cause that you are willing to die for, you are not really ready to live. It's when you have a cause that you are willing to die for, that you are willing to live a life to be the fullness. Do you have this kind of cause? Are you passionate about it? Unfortunately, I believe some people sit here, maybe like some other people in other churches. I see a lot of people like that, like become a peeled potatoes, or like a spectators watching and marching around in circles, living in the desert rather than experiencing the fullness and the power of God in our lives. We just sit on the ground rather than climbing the mountain. Frankly, if I could be so honored and speak to you face to face for just a little moment. Some of you may never take your mountain and you know why. You know why? It's because of your attitude. It's not that you are not capable, but it's simply because of your negative attitude. There's always an excuse for something. And in your marriage or in your business or in your work or in your study, wherever you are doing, always there's maybe something negative side of it. Then that will keep you down. If you want to climb higher, ask God to change your heart starting from today. Change your heart to get with this kind of negative attitude and fill your heart with this faith like Caleb, so that you can continue to climb higher. Dare to dream. As a church, what's our dream as a church? Do you have a dream for the church? Do you have it? You've been here longer than me, only 3 months, isn't it? Can you tell me your dream? uh-oh, there's no dream for this church. You need to have a dream, isn't it? So without a dream, where we go? Nowhere. So we should ask God to give us a dream. I would say something like that. It's not far or nice, okay? It's only an initial thought of my dream for this church. Well, I'm thinking our dreams is that first, our dream is that Chinese Baptist Church of Coral Springs will be a lighthouse in this community where those who have been lost their way can find help and hope. Where those who are hurting can be healed. Where those who are drowning in the sea of sin and selfishness can be given a new life. A place where families can be put together again, where people can find purpose of their life. A place where parents can be trained to raise godly children. Marriage can be strengthened. People can be grow spiritually strong and mature, fully equipped to handle the difficulties and struggles of life. I see this place as a place for people, all kind of people, with all kind of programs for children, for youth, for young adults, for any English, any language group or speaking group, even English, Cantonese, Chinese, Mandarin, whatever, French, anything, language group, that with fellowship and small group opportunities for all of them, we can provide practical events to meet their special needs so that they can face each day when they are facing all the challenge in this world. I believe CBCCS can be a place where the lost are safe, life are changed, people are helped, need are met, family are strengthened, and God is honored and glorified. My dream is that we will be a church that is known for its excellent children or youth or any kind of ministry. We can also serve God together in this community. We can make an impact in this community. I believe we do not get collective community yet. We need to. We are a local church. We need to make an impact in Coral Springs. So I hope from now on, we can build a church that everyone is so excited to come back every morning. They think of first thing, Sunday morning is, Mom, can I go back to church? Or the youth, can they bring me to the church? Drive me to the church? The young adult, oh, I cannot skip this morning. I'm so excited to come back. This is a church they love to come back every Sunday morning, so they can encounter God personally and their life can be transformed more like Jesus. I hope this church is not famous because of people seeing our building, but because of our impact, involvement in this community. People know us and come to us. When they have problem, their marriage problem, their all kind of problem, they come to the church, to our people, and seek advice and help. And we can help them and build them up and bring them together. And this is what I hope we can see in this church. Wow, is this dream a big dream? I think so. To put everything together is not easy. But we start with a dream. If we all have the same kind of dream, we can make a difference for God's kingdom. This is our dream. How about you? Personally, first thing I said, what? Dare to dream. So it's 3D you need to remember. The first thing you need to know, dare to dream. You know what's the second D? Defeat the giants. Defeat the giants. Every time when you have a dream, always there's giants. I tell you, I guarantee you, always giants there. No matter what you do, in your workplace, in your study, in your family, in the church, there's always giants. So when you look at Caleb, he's willing to climb higher because he realized there's giants, there's obstacles. The city is so strong, it's not easy to take it. But he believed God can make it happen. He says something like that in verse 12. I'm still strong. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm still strong. He's still strong, not in muscle. He's 85 years old. I guarantee he's not strong enough. But he's still strong in heart, in faith that God can help him to conquer this piece of land. That the giant is there. He says something like, I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. He's thinking, I'm 40. I'm only 40, even if it's 85. Do you have this kind of mentality? I look at Tony, he looked like 20, isn't it? You look only 20. But we are old, in fact, we are old. You know, we are old. We have our son. I have grandchildren as well. I cannot say I'm young anymore. I have grandchildren. It's 1.5 year old. So I'm old, but I can be young in heart, like Caleb. So that's why I'm here. So that's Caleb said, I want that mountain. The mountain that God has promised to give it to me. I don't care if there are giants. The people of Israel failed 40 years ago because of what? 45 years ago because of what? Of their fear. Of their fears. And some fears are natural, I tell you. Some things we ought to fear. Do you have anything to fear in our life? I fear something. But when I read something recently, I tell you I'm very fear. I can read it to you. Okay. I come across this from U.S. government that tells some of the people, you know, about, you know, the official, we call Peace Corps manual for volunteers. They're helping people, okay? They're helping people. But they tell the volunteer if they see a snake, what they need to do. Okay, what do you do if you see a anaconda? You know anaconda? A huge snake. What will you do? And the government give you 10 points to follow. This is from the government. Okay, first, don't run. You look at the anaconda, how big is it? Can be 35 feet. And people told me can swollen 300, 400 pounds of animal. How? What's the weight? Maybe 100? It can swollen three of us. Okay. So that is this kind of snake. So don't run. Don't run. The snake is faster than you. Okay. The second thing. Lie flat on the ground. Put your arms tight by your sides and your necks tight together. Okay. And third, tuck your chins in. And then the snake will come and begin to lodge, nudge and climb over your body. Okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. Do not panic. Do not panic. Number five. After the snake has fully examined you, it will begin to swallow you from the feet end. Always from the feet end. Okay. Remember, from the feet end. Permit the snake to swallow your feet and ankles. Don't move. Don't move. Do not panic. Do not panic. The snake will now begin to suck your legs into his body. Be completely still. Don't move. This will take a long time. Be patient. When the snake has reached your knees slowly and with as little movement as possible, reach down, take your knife and very gently slide it into the snake's mouth and then suddenly over his serving his head. Wow. Kill the snake. Is it great? The last point. You need to be sure to have your life. It's funny, isn't it? This is how the government teaches us. I don't know who care a life like that, okay? But if you have a life, you can do that. And people tell me it's very, you know, fearful to see a bear. Have you seen a bear before? I live in California. I was hiking with my family. One time, we went to a Monrovia, a mountain for hiking. It's very natural and very smooth hiking. But that place, a lot of bear. I never met bear, but I met one time. And they teach you, you know, when you met bear, don't be fear. What should you do? One, no. Make noise. As much as you can, they will afraid of you when you make noise. So we make noise and run. Sometimes in our life, there are a lot of things which is natural we will fear. I don't know, do you see flying cockroach? Yes. Wow, we fight you. anything. We have fears in our life. It's natural. When people ask me, Pastor, what? Are you fear or not? May not be used fear. Are you nervous serving in this church? I tell you yes. It's yes because I'm new here. When I look at all of you, I cannot remember all your name. I try to talk to you. I cannot recall your name. It's fear. And when you look at the ministry, there's so many ministry. It's not easy. It's challenging, but I have God. I believe God will help me one step at a time. So I will follow God wholeheartedly to serve Him in this church. I trust God, give me the wisdom and the strength to serve Him here, and I will take it one day at a time. So no matter what kind of fear you have, you need to let it ask God to help you to get rid of this kind of fear. Defeat. What? What is it? Defeat what? The giants. Defeat the giants. And believe God will help you. Will help you. So dear brothers and sisters, do you have a giant in your heart that hinders you to climb higher in your life? Can you trust God? Can you trust God? So two things we learn. First thing, if you want to climb higher, let me repeat again. Dare to dream. Defeat the giant. And the third thing is very easy. Determine to finish strong. Finish the work. Jesus says something like that in John chapter 17, verse 4. I have brought you glory on earth. He talked to the Heavenly Father. By fulfilling the work you gave me to do. Even Jesus talked to the Holy Father that I have completed the work you have assigned me. So when God gives you a dream and you need to defeat those giants, but you still need to determine to finish it strong. You need to preserve it. You need to make a decision. Even there's difficulties, even there's not promising at some point of your life, you still press on, keep on doing it until you can complete the job or the dream that you have in your mind. Do you have a dream for your marriage? I see some of you here, maybe in the Chinese congregation, they may get married for 30, 40, 50, or even 60 years, and you can see they have a lot of children and grandchildren around them. I will thank God for those people and couples who have determined to finish strong in Christ for their marriage. You know, nowadays, even Christians, they get divorced very easily. Very easily. But marriage is a commitment. Just like you need to determine to finish strong. If you have a problem in your marriage, don't quit. Talk to the pastor. Talk to the counselor. And talk to God. Finish strong. Those who are successful in life, whether in school, in sports, or business, or family, or politics, every one of them had a passion to preserve. Caleb was not ready to hang up and quit, even though Caleb wander in the wilderness for 45 years. Think about that, 45 years. He was so determined to finish what God has promised him. So when we read the Bible verses, I used NIV version. You can see, repeat 3 times. In verse 8, follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly. In verse 9, follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly. And verse 14, follow the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. And that is how Caleb can finish this strong. Follow our Lord, the God, wholeheartedly. Sometimes we are not wholeheartedly follow God. That's why you easily give up. In the middle of your project, oh, that's too difficult, I quit. In the middle of your marriage, I hate to argue with her again or him again, I quit. Isn't it? It's so easy. Quitting is easier than doing something else. It's more difficult, it's more challenging, more painful. But when you get through all this sort of pain and defeat the giants, you are a winner of life. Otherwise, always a loser of life. So follow God wholeheartedly. As a church, our job is not finished yet, isn't it? It's not finished yet. As long as there is one person in this community or our friend does not know Jesus Christ, our job isn't finished yet. As long as there is one other family that needs to be encouraged and put back together, our job is not finished yet. As long as there is one single adult that is struggling with life and we need to encourage him and bring purpose of life for him, our job isn't finished yet. I believe the spirit of this church is the spirit of Caleb. We will finish the job that God had called us to do. So I think God called me here because I think God said, our job is not finished yet. We need to pass on to the higher land. At the end of the year, I will hope to see a lot of changes, not because of what we do, but because we encounter God personally and he transformed our lives, stopping our hearts. I tell you one important truth. I cannot change your life. No one can change your life. Even the pastor, the deacons, preach the words of God many, many times. You have all this head knowledge. I cannot change your life. Only God can change your life. How? Starting from your heart. How? Starting you willing to spend time with God. How? Starting through prayer. Prayer can change life. So I encourage you. We are starting a new year. We have a so-called 100 people prayer meeting. And it starts with this one. Come. This prayer meeting is different from all of this. We have a short match. I will pitch a short message. But we will spend time to pray together and the pastor will pray for you if you have individual needs. And I hope we will experience God personally through prayer. And apart from that, you need to pray for your brothers and sisters and yourself. Start from your prayer. Ask God to change you, starting from your heart. So, as a conclusion, something I want to say as a conclusion, I would like to quote one of the very famous associate justices of U.S. Supreme Court called Wendell Holmes. He makes a little comment like that. Very short sentence. The problem with so many is that they die with their music still in them. It's said to die with unfulfilled dreams. So we need to ask God, God, help us. Help us to know our dream. Help us to press on, defeat the giant, and can finish it well for you. Let us live a life that we can impact other people and for your kingdom. Paul said something when he almost left this earth, he said something to Timothy, encourage him. And this is one of his last sentences. Paul said, for I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to what? All who have longed for his appearing. I hope all of us can be like Paul. When we ready to depart this world, we can say something like Paul. I have fought the good fight. I have finished with the race. I kept the faith. And there's a crown of righteousness. And what's waiting for me to claim in heaven? All of us can claim this in heaven. Are you ready to claim this in heaven? God gave Caleb the land, the promised land. And because of this one man gave his life to following God, dare to dream, defeat the giants, and determined to finish strong to the glory of God. And finally, he can really enjoy the blessing of God and enter the promised land. I believe God wants to bless you as well. But the starting point is you need to ask God to give you a dream, to give you a purpose of life. No matter whether you are studying at school or you are working or you are a grandpa or grandma, no matter how old you are, as long as you have a purpose of your life, you have a dream, you may make a difference for your life. I hope, I encourage you, starting from a new year, coming 3 days, within 3 days, can you spend some time pray and we study this 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, and ask God to tell you, is something that I can do it for you? What is your purpose for my life? Can you write down your dream in a piece of paper? Not too long. I'll give you only 3 days. How many days? Tell me. 1 day? 2 days? 1 week? No. How many days? 3 days, okay? And write down what? Your dream. Something from God. Can you? Oh, can you? Wow, not sure. Can you? Yes or no? Can you say yes? Say it together. Yes. Okay, not stop there. When you come back next week, find one person and share with one another and show him or her. It's better talk to men, talk to men, girl to girl. Okay, it's better this way. Okay. Then you tell him, okay, this is my dream. And ask him to pray for you for the rest of the year. And two of you become a, you know, accountability partner. Every time when you see him or her, hey, have you fulfilled your dream? Is there anything I can help you? You know, I'm good at making wishes and dreams every new year. You know, a lot of people make a plan. I studied the Bible in 1 year. Oh, very exciting. And then start from Genesis. Wow, very exciting after Genesis. Exodus, yeah, very, very exciting. But never pass through what? All the rest of the Bibles. It's difficult sometimes, but you have a counterpart who encourage you. Okay, let's read together. I encourage you and pray for you. So can you do that? Within 3 days, write down your dream in a piece of paper. Don't throw it away. And come back and share with one brother or sister. And he or she become your accountant for the rest of the year. And you need to talk to one another and pray for one another. I hope you can do it. And God will bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love again. Help us today to follow the footsteps of Caleb so that we can climb to a higher land and receive all your blessings. Grant us now a dream that we can pursue in life. Help us to defeat the giants or obstacles that preventing us to achieve this dream. Strengthen us so that we can have the determination to finish strong, to glorify your name. In Jesus' name pray. Amen.
All right, as we sing this last one together, I'm just be